South Africa's health system is apparently performing well based on international standards. South Africa's public healthcare system is performing well by international standards in keeping healthcare affordable. At the 2025 Board of Healthcare Funders conference in Cape Town, stakeholders such as policymakers, clinicians, innovators, etc., they've emphasized the need for healthcare reform. BHF Managing Director Dr. Katlego Mutudi told SABC that the main focus was on making healthcare more accessible to all South Africans. And if we're talking Word Wisdom Wellness Wednesday, our theme for today, here we go. So online, we've got Managing Director of VHF, Dr. Katlego Mutudi. Dr. Katlego, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us in a couple of minutes that we have. Firstly, I think, Doc, maybe talk to us about the conference and the main objectives.
Yeah, we had our 24th version of annual conference here in Cape Town. We had more than 1,000 delegates from about 15 or so countries, including some from Europe and the Americas. The main purpose of the conference, firstly, to take stock of where we are as a region, and secondly, to learn from one another in terms of what we need to do to improve healthcare services. You spoke in your intro around the issue of access. That is quite topical, and it's in line with what the world is trying to do in terms of introducing universal health coverage. You would like to have a situation where there's access to quality services without much financial outlay. So a lot of the discussions were around firstly to take stock of where we are and what other strategies we can deploy to deliver healthcare services in a manner that would be beneficial to everyone.
There was a WhatsApp message actually that came in. Doc, I'll quickly go to it. Perhaps this is personal experience and maybe we cannot use this as a blanket decision. 4498 saying, my experience with the healthcare system in South Africa, really not a good one. And kind of sad face emoji and thumbs down. So perhaps this is a personal experience that the listener has had somewhere in the public healthcare system in Cape Town, but then we cannot use this as a blanket decision.
It does, however, echo some sentiments that a number of citizens experience elsewhere. It is true that the healthcare system is under pressure. If you look at the issue of funding, for example, that is not always adequate. We don't have enough healthcare personnel to give the right services. And this could be summarized maybe in taking stock of what the WHO advises us to do when you want to look at healthcare reform. You have to look at issues that are affected by leadership and governance. So those areas where service provision is poor, there's been reportage of hospitals, for example, running out of food, not having adequate medicine, etc. So these challenges are real, although we cannot base an assessment on one particular experience like you're intimating. It is real, but it is a system that is under pressure. There is reports of having inadequate healthcare personnel. We do know that the world over, we do not have the right sort of standards for the number of healthcare practitioners ratios to the patients. And that's something that is concerning. We are also told by the WHO that on the African continent, we are actually tracking backwards. while most countries and continents, by 2030, they would have reduced the deficit. In Africa, we are actually tracking backwards. So we do have to, from time to time, look at strategies to try and alleviate a lot of these challenges that actually impact healthcare service provision.
Dr. Katlego, would you say that our yardstick for progress and success in effect, if we want to evaluate the current status quo of our public healthcare system, should we focus on it being affordable or accessible, or rather both?
It's difficult to actually choose one over the other, and I think the best way to evaluate this, other than being too technical, is just to go to what universal health coverage seeks to achieve. It says that you or a country must provide access to healthcare services without catastrophic financial outlay. Now, the assessment to that, and the WHO has released, in fact, from time to time releases a tracking mechanism of where we are. What has been reported is that since 2019, we have sort of stagnated in terms of progress towards affording people access. And it is because healthcare has become quite expensive. And the yardstick that they use is the number of families that are spending more than 10% of their income on healthcare services. And you will be aware that, for example, medical aids, this year or the past year particularly, we had very high increases, some more than 10% increases on their premiums. So we cannot use one and forego the other. You have to look at both, because if it is costly, you will not have access.
And if we quickly wrap in about 60 seconds, minute and a half, what would you say were some of the key highlights and takeaways from this conference, Dr. Katlego?
I think the resounding message is that of collaboration. We tend to work in silos. First, the division between public and private. While we are aware that there are those people who can afford to buy their own healthcare services, we do have to find a way of working together. Secondly, we also spoke about the issue of technology and how it can be harnessed to improve services. For example, people who live in far-flung areas don't always have access to healthcare practitioners. But for, I think, a number of years now, the advent of telemedicine or telehealth has become important. So there was a lot of talk as well around how to use artificial intelligence to help in terms of making diagnosis and filling the gap where we can, where there aren't enough practitioners. The issue of healthcare reform was also paramount. Obviously, the NHI Act is top of mind for everybody. We looked at where we are. You would be aware that there are several court cases and challenges in that regard. And delegates were taken through to understand why the positioning in terms of those court cases. And I would say largely many of the discussions center around those areas.
Dr. Katlego Muturi, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.